Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Aaron McKean is back, co-founder of WordNick.com and former editor of the Oxford American Dictionary, coming on every day during our membership drive to talk about some of the more confusing or interesting words you may be hearing in the news. Last week, we covered the difference between blackmail and extortion and the opposing meanings of sanction. Today, words coming out of the swine flu, or more precisely, H1N1 flu pandemic. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thanks so much.
And I haven't heard this one before, but you told my producer that people are calling the H1N1 virus Heine. Is that true? Where'd that come from?
It seems like it's slang from healthcare professionals, probably nurses especially. That's where I first heard it.
So turning the ones into I's because they kind of look like that on the page?
Probably.
Heine. And it does kind of domesticate it. It makes it seem silly and maybe not so scary. Anything else behind this nickname?
I think it's also a lot easier and quicker to say. I think it would get really tedious to say H1N1 all day long.
And while Heine sounds like something college students might come up with, this one is definitely from campuses, right? What does piglet mean in the world of swine flu?
It's another swine flu slang term. A piglet is a college freshman who has come down with swine flu.
Is it particularly prevalent? I guess you'd be the wrong person to ask. If it's particularly prevalent among freshmen, maybe they haven't had the exposure to the group that the sophomores and older had last year. But farmers might take issue with this use of piglet, which to them means newborn nursing pigs. While pig is used for young swine that haven't yet made it to full-size hog status, and gilt refers to young female swine that haven't had litters yet, right?
Oh, yes, there's an elaborate vocabulary of pig raising.
And keeping with the pig theme, swine flu itself is a misnomer, isn't it?
A little bit of one. I mean, people thought that it came from pigs, but it was just kind of one of a group of viruses that can jump into people from birds and pigs and so forth.
We are with Aaron McKean, co-founder of WordNick.com, former editor of the Oxford American Dictionary. She's coming on with us every day this week to talk about some of the more confusing or interesting words you may be hearing in the news. Quick reminder that Leonard Lopate is coming up right after the top of the hour. He will replay a classic 1993 interview today that he did with the one and only Julia Child. She'll discuss everything from the virtues of butter and how she got her start in cooking to Cooking with Master Chefs, the book. And then Leonard will also speak with Judith Jones today, the legendary editor of some of the world's greatest cookbook authors, including Julia Child and James Beard, about the challenges and joys of cooking for one. That's coming up after the news with Leonard Lopate. All right, back to swine flu. Couple more. Flublogia.
Right. I'm not sure if it's flublogia or flublogia. I'm not sure people have said this out loud very much.
F-L-U-B-L-O-G-I-A.
Yes. And it's the collection of blogs that are following or very interested in the topic of swine flu and pandemics.
And did you find Heine and Piglet in Flubogia?
No, actually, those were emailed to me by people who knew that I was interested in new words. So it's nice to have this network of people who are really interested in hearing a new word and getting it to someone who can investigate it a little more.
Are these on WordNick yet?
You know, they should be. We'll have to check and see.
It's a web page. You can update it at will. All right, one more. You came up with something that you've also heard, flubies.
Right. So the flubies are very active in flublogia. They're the people who are following the swine flu and the pandemic situation in the same way that other people would follow a football team.
I see. I thought maybe that would be related to the piglets, you know, like newbies.
No, I think the flubies are doing pretty well at avoiding swine flu because they know all the hand-washing, no-sneezing techniques.
These are the flu fanatics, the flu geeks of the world.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, well, we've been through flubies, Heine, piglet, and Flublogia or Flublagia. Erin McKean, co-founder of WordNik.com and former editor of the Oxford American Dictionary. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
Words in papers, words in books, words on TV, words for books, words of comfort, words of peace, words to make the fighting cease, words to tell you what to do, words are working hard for you.